This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Any student of the Bible can quickly discover threads of thought that run throughout the Bible. One of these threads is the self-identifying statement of God and His only Son, Jesus Christ, to be the great I Am. On this broadcast today, I will be letting you know about the seven statements of Jesus that contain this phrase, I Am, and they are all in the fourth gospel of the New Testament called John. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in the name of Jesus, amen. Some material for this program is from gotquestions.org. The key Bible verse of this ministry is from Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom shall be proclaimed in the whole world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may want to get a pencil and a piece of paper ready to write down the Bible references for the seven I Am statements of Jesus. I will be naming them at the end of the program today, so be ready to write them down. God appeared to Moses in the burning bush and told him to go to Egypt to lead the Israelites out of slavery. In response, Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you." That's Exodus 3:14. The phrase translated "I am who I am" in Hebrew is Iyah, Asher, Iyah. The word Iyah is the first person common singular of the verb to be. It would be used in any number of normal situations. I am watching the sheep, I am walking on the road, or I am his father. However, when used as a standalone description, I am is the ultimate statement of self-sufficiency, self-existence, an immediate presence. The existence of God does not depend on anyone else. His plans are not contingent upon any circumstances. His promises that he will be what he will be, that is, he will be the eternally constant God, he stands ever present and unchangeable, completely sufficient in himself to do what he wills to do and to accomplish what he wills to accomplish. When God identified himself as I am who I am, he stated that no matter when or where, he is there. It is similar to the New Testament expression in Revelation 1:8, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." This is true of him for all time, but it would have been especially appropriate for a message in Moses' day to a people in slavery and who could see no way out. I Am was promising to free them, and they could count on him. Moses and Aaron delivered the message to Pharaoh. "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival to me in the wilderness.' Pharaoh replied, 'Who is the Lord, that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go.'" Pharaoh stood in opposition to the Lord. Pharaoh was not willing to concede that there was a power higher than himself. He was not willing to yield his plans to the one who was all-powerful and all-sufficient. In essence, Pharaoh was saying, "I am who I am, and therefore I will not yield to another." Now, this seems to be the besetting sin of all humanity. God is the great I Am, but we continually want to be our own I Am. We make plans and determine that we will fulfill them no matter what. Even evidence to the contrary does not readily convince us of our weakness and contingency. God is the only one who can accurately describe himself as I Am. Jesus claimed the title I Am for himself in John 8:58. For the rest of us, I Am is a false claim to self-sufficiency. We are not eternally constant or ever-present. Our only hope is to abandon claims of our own sovereignty and sufficiency and cast ourselves upon the mercy of I Am. Here are the seven metaphorical I Am statements found in John's Gospel. I am the bread of life, John 6:35, 41, 48, and 51. In this chapter, Jesus establishes a pattern that continues throughout John's Gospel. Jesus makes a statement about who he is, and he backs it up with something he does. In this case, Jesus states that he is the bread of life, just after he had fed the 5,000 in the wilderness. At the same time, he contrasts what he can do with what Moses had done for their ancestors. Our ancestors ate manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die. I am the light of the world. That's John 8:12 and 9:5. This second of the I Am statements of Jesus in the Gospel of John comes right before he heals a man born blind. Jesus not only says he is the light, he proves it. Jesus' words and actions echo Genesis 1:3, and God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. I am the door, John 10:7 and verse 9. This I Am statement stresses that no one can enter the kingdom of heaven by any other means than Christ himself. Jesus' words in this passage are couched in the imagery of the sheepfold. He is the one and only way to enter the fold. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs in another way, that man is a thief and a robber. I am the good shepherd, John 10:11 and 14. With this I Am statement, Jesus portrays his great love and care. He is the one who willingly protects his flock, even to the point of death. When Jesus called himself the good shepherd, he unmistakably took for himself one of God's titles in the Old Testament. The Lord is my shepherd, Psalm 23:1. I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. Jesus made this I Am statement immediately before raising Lazarus from the dead. Again, we see that Jesus' teaching was not just empty talk. When he made a claim, he substantiated it with action. He holds the keys of death and the grave, says Revelation 1:18. In raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus showed how he can fulfill Yahweh's promise to ancient Israel. God's dead shall live, their bodies shall rise. Apart from Jesus, there is neither resurrection nor eternal life. I am the way and the truth and the life, John 14:6. This powerful I Am statement of Christ is packed with meaning. Jesus is not merely one way among many ways to God. He is the only way. Scripture said that the very essence of God's word is truth. Psalm 119:160. And here is Jesus proclaiming that he is the truth, confirming his identity as the Word of God. See John 1. And Jesus alone is the source of life. He is the creator and sustainer of all life and the giver of eternal life. Now I will turn back to Exodus in the Old Testament and show how the I Am phrase ties into the New Testament. Again, look at Exodus 3:11-14. Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, or that I should bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He replied, "Surely I will be with you, and this will be the sign to you that I have sent you. When you bring the people out of Egypt, you and they will serve God at this mountain." Moses said to God, "If I go to the Israelites and tell them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what should I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am that I am." And he said, "You must say this to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" Then combine this passage with John 14:6. Jesus replied, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Now, if you have paper and pencil ready to copy these down, here are the references that I mentioned earlier for the seven I am statements in the book of John. Number 1, John 6, 35, verses 41, 48, and 51. Number 2, John 8, 12. Number 3, John 10, 7 and 9. Number 4, John 11, 25. Number 5, John 10, 11 and 14. Number 6, John 14, 6. Number 7, John 15, 1 and 5. The most important part of this program is that you come to understand the extreme importance and necessity of surrendering your life to the control of Jesus Christ, to trust in Him and believe in Him as your individual Lord and Savior, that you repent, that is, to turn away from sinful thoughts and behaviors, and ask Jesus to save you, to make you born again by the Spirit of God, so you will be accepted by God when He calls the Christians home to heaven one day. John 5, 24-26 gives the words of Jesus, which make this topic very plain. I tell you the solemn truth. The one who hears my message and believes the one who sent me has eternal life, and will not be condemned, but has already crossed over from death to life. I tell you the solemn truth, the time is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in Himself, thus He has granted the Son to have life in Himself. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of Your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask You to send Your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, truly turning away from sin, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith You give them, they may believe in You, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in You, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com/contact. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with these texts from Exodus 3:14 and John 14:6, tying the Old and New Testaments together. God said to Moses, I am that I am. And He said, you must say this to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. And then this from John 14:6. Jesus replied, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.